Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history. What?
DMX is going down in history forever. It's a Local Music Thursday. Local Music Thursday. It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show.
I think everybody will claim DMX.
Yeah.
The people in New York City and Yonkers will share him with the rest of the country.
Absolutely. And that one's probably going to be the number one Christmas song played this year. Both of the Morris twins got ejected last night. I don't know what it was in the... within the water at their place. NBA hit the trifecta. You know, we've been talking about good NBA games the past couple of nights. Well, they had three of them last night. Three high-stakes games last night. The Clippers took care of the Suns by 10. Kawhi and Paul George came to play. They knew how big this game was, and they got it done. Dallas also took care of Milwaukee. Now, Giannis was not there. He wasn't there, but still a big game for Dallas to pick up that victory. And Portland needing a victory against Utah. Utah is getting back on board with that winning in the winning column, and they took care of Portland. Our guy, Victor Oladipo.
Oh, he's our guy.
Yeah, well, he's my guy, and now he's your guy because he's on your team. Yeah, and Victor went up for a dunk last night in a scary situation. He came down fine, but he immediately grabbed that right knee. And so hopefully Victor, it's not too serious, but there was no contact and it was just him going up for it. So hopefully, I got my fingers crossed for that dude.
Did you see my other guy? Cause he'll be joining us via free agency, Kawhi Leonard. His poster dunk on Ayton last night. Those are two teams that don't get along.
Yeah.
The Suns are, I think are, and a lot of it's Chris Paul, say that a little bit sarcastically. The Suns have a tendency to get under people's skin. They were chirpy the night before with Utah.
Sure was.
Not easy. I mean, you go from playing Utah to playing the Clippers back-to-back nights. That game got really, really chirpy.
It sure did.
I think anybody that plays against Paul George. Paul George makes you talk trash.
So it's Paul George. Paul George is the issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because Kawhi never talks.
True.
He just does stuff, you know, like the poster dunk last night.
Yeah, and Pat Beverly's not playing right now.
Which would make them a complete gong show. That's a pretty good rivalry.
It is. It is. It's got the names, got the little attitudes, a little bit of a juice. Two very good basketball teams. I'm with it.
The TNT crew was back last night where they're in their wheelhouse talking about the NBA. And Barkley went off on the Clippers.
Oh, he sure did. Said they were never good. Haven't been good in his lifetime.
Gave him really no chance to win this year.
Nope.
But it was, he gave him some props and then crushed him, which I thought was kind of odd.
Build him up so you can break him back down.
Yeah. The West is going to be fantastic. Did you see LeBron James?
Yeah.
His comments?
Yeah.
Was it a tweet or was it Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay, about what is coming.
Yeah, the storm. Thunderstorm?
Yes.
That is coming. That's
because other than Andre Drummond last night, you hardly recognize anybody on that team.
Anybody.
Except for Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, he stands out because of his hair.
But I still think that the Lakers are good. I mean, that was a good win last night. That was a really good win for the Heat.
Yeah, it was.
The West... the NBA is setting up pretty well to have a both East and West because, you know, the West gets so much attention.
Yeah.
You know, Utah's won 23 straight at home.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs are going to be good for the NBA. Do you think we'll have play-in games?
Yes.
We'll have the play-in tournament.
Yes. We will have it. I'm not a fan.
Will the Boston Celtics be involved?
They might be. They seriously might be. I'm just crossing my fingers the Pacers might get their names in the hat. They are just so disappointing.
You play the Timberwolves every night, you'll be fine. You score 141, give up 137, you're good.
Yeah, can we make that work?
No. Channel 3 Sean says he believes the word that Barkley used was sucked.
Yeah.
There's somebody that doesn't care if you think he shouldn't be on the NCAA tournament broadcast.
Does not care.
Yeah, he made a comment or two last night when those guys being reunited together. God. Well, I mean, it was... three of them, and then Shaq just kind of hung around.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I missed him. It was good to see him back.
At the Masters, on day number two, Justin Rose is on 18. He came back to the pack, and now he is back in the lead. He is even through 17. He is 7 under. This yesterday was very impressive, considering there are only 12 players that were below par. Today, he got off to a roller coaster start, but the back nine, like yesterday, has been his friend, and he's got a 2-shot lead over Mark Leishman and Smith, who are both 5 under. Brian Harman is 4 under, and Kim, who was on top of the leaderboard for a little bit yesterday, is 4 under par. After that, Justin Thomas has been really good today. He's 4 back. Webb Simpson has just gone out on the course. Tony Finau has had a good day. And Jordan Spieth is still there. Spieth is 4 shots back. Patrick Reed parred the first hole. He was in third place yesterday. But in terms of big names at the top of the leaderboard or on the first page, they're really not there. Wouldn't this be something if this is, well, Justin Thomas. I always think it's the first time you win a green jacket is about the fifth or sixth time you've played the Masters when you've you got everything down, you know the course like the back of your hand. It may be it for him to win. But Tony Finau quietly just kind of hangs around in majors. He'll challenge, but he won't get up to the top spot, but he'll be on that first page. That's what it looks like he is doing again today. All right, USC's coming up next. They are downtown. Creighton finally gets to play a baseball game. It has been a while. They've only played 6 games in the past 4 weeks. They've had a couple of weekends that got knocked off the schedule by COVID, but they're playing Villanova. Actually, one game in the series got knocked out by COVID because the number of players, I'm not sure if it was Creighton or Villanova, but they're only going to play a 3-game series. They're playing tonight, so that's where USC is. Nebraska's game, because there is rain in the forecast for later today in this area, Nebraska's game against Maryland got moved up to 4:05. Just stack them up. Just win series. Win 2 of 3 and move on and stay in first place. This will be the biggest challenge of the year so far in the Big Ten, in my opinion, for Nebraska. Maryland is playing like we thought Maryland would be at the beginning of the season. They've won 4 of their last 5. They look good against Michigan over the past weekend. This will be the stiffest test that Nebraska has had. So it should be a good series. And the weather outside of later today should be okay, and there'll be big crowds at both places. No news on Trevor Bauer, who is cheating again, or allegedly.
What? Again?
Well, he's against the media. He's one of those guys that if he's on your team, you'll love him. I mean, his first 2 starts for the Dodgers have been great. If you're going against him, you're very, very happy. You got tears in your eyes because Major League Baseball, what they're doing this year, is anything that they see that has marks or stickiness on the baseball, they're throwing out, and baseball is going to investigate. Bauer has always hated that he thinks hitters have an advantage. Launch angle, he forgets that the shift is still in play. But he is going after the media that were reporting on this after Major League Baseball. I would be, hey, prove it, Major League Baseball. I got nothing to hide. Go ahead, investigate me. That's fine. Or maybe it'll be karma for him, as some would like to take him down. And, you know, he's been outspoken against Major League Baseball. We're going to run out of time here. We did not get to talk about Rudy Stein, Michael Conforto yesterday, who got hit by a pitch and allowed the Mets to beat the Marlins.
Yeah.
As replay, Ron Culpa, nice of him to admit his mistake, doesn't do much for the Marlins. The Mets win. Replay could not overturn the intent. But Culpa was going to ring up Conforto, and then Conforto leaned into the strike zone and hit him. Should have been strike 3. He was awarded first base, and it was a walk-off hit by pitch by the Mets. Why even have replay if you cannot determine the right outcome? Selective use of replay is bad. It makes it useless. And I'm glad the Mets broadcast crew, and includes 2 guys that, you know, had nice major league careers in Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling. They called out the Mets, which was great. I mean, they weren't excited for a walk-off because that's kind of Jones in the game. You know, what Conforto did yesterday. And, you know, you can say it's gamesmanship. He knew it. Listen to him in the postgame. A win is a win. But when you're the Marlins and you're 1-6, well, those things happen. Big thanks to everybody that joined us this week. Enjoy golf this weekend. If you happen to be in one of the gyms around town, my journey of 4,000 AAU basketball games this summer begins tonight. It may not be exactly 4,000, but it's going to feel like it. April, May, June, July. Probably will still be playing in August. I don't know. But for people that are beginning their season, good luck. For George, I'm Gary. Thanks to all of our guests, Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson, Stat Guy Greg, WrestleMania tomorrow night and Sunday, and Dirk Chatlin. Missed any of the segments this week? They're all up on the radio replay page. Maybe you're going with the first mow of the lawn. Take the show with you. We'll be back again on Monday morning at 10. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy. Make memories. Enjoy a full sports weekend. And we'll talk about it coming up on Monday at 10 a.m. For George, I'm Gary. This is the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.